And just a scheduling note, again, tomorrow, Shabbos, and Sunday, sure, I will not be giving, but B'ez Hashem, it'll be up on the website, on the OU.org website from the last cycle. B'ez Hashem, we will return on Monday on Shushan Purim with the in the next para. Okay, but again, that's today's Kuf Mem Beis, and then the next two B'ez Hashem will be up. Okay, so we start the 21st parak out of 24 in Masechah Shabbos, and it is Perek Notel. We get back to some Inyani Muksa. Says the Mishnah, Notel Adam es bino v'ha'evin biyado. A person is allowed to pick up his child while his child is holding a rock, a stone. So a child picks up a rock and he's very, it's very dear to him and he doesn't want to put it down. So even though it is muksa machmas gufo, the Mishnah says that a parent is allowed to pick up the boy and the rock is in his hand. Vo'heven biyado. V'kalkala vo'heven betocha. Or a similar case, a basket with a rock inside of the basket. Sounds like as long as one is not holding the dvar muksa directly, is that a problem? This isn't called muksa. That's what I would have. How I would have interpreted the Mishnah. We'll see that's not correct. But the Mishnah sounds like, as long as I'm not holding it directly, it is okay. Rashi adds in one word. Rashi says the word bachatzer, meaning the issue here is not one of being metaltel outside somewhere, but the issue is muksa. So therefore a person could pick up his son, pick up a basket with something inside, not a problem. What about the issue of buses? The Gemara will relate to that. Umetaltel and truma tamea imat tahora, and a person can be metaltel tame truma with tahar truma. Even tahar truma, you're allowed to eat. We mentioned earlier that's not in the beginning of parak mefanin in the previous parak that you're allowed to move truma tahora in order to be able to make room for a shear, for whatever the for achrasas orachim. What about truma tamea? Truma tamea is usually off limits. What do I do with truma tamea? It's a mitzvah to burn it, but I can't burn it on Shabbos. Can't even burn it on Yontif, right, because of achshavei, as we have mentioned. But I'm allowed to be metaltel it as long as I'm being metaltel the tahora, then the tamea goes along with it. V'im achulin, or with chulin. Once we're talking about truma and chulin, so Rabbi Yehuda adds in one more point. The Sfas Emes notes that this is somewhat unusual what this is doing here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af malanasa meduma be'achanu meya. Meduma, truma, as we know, when it gets mixed into chulin, the way that it becomes batel is one in a hundred. Right? If it's less than that, so then it is usher to a Yisrael and it is called meduma. What does one have to do? One has to take off a certain amount to give it to the Kohen, and then you could help solve your meduma issue. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Af malanasa meduma be'echad umeya. With 101, you're allowed to do that. Why are you allowed to do that? Isn't that tikkun? The Gemara will talk about it. And again, the Sfas Emes notes here that what is this doing here? Relating to the truma and chulin getting together and mixed up. He says, v'nira lafareish. Maybe he's talking about that specific case where the koyal truma tamei shenafel meachulin or truma tahor the zorach laharim echad lasarfa the lo nema. We shouldn't say kiva de laachar haramat zorach lasarfa shuv asur laharima to asur betiltel. The chiddush is that you might say if you're meirim, if you remove the truma tamei from the mixture, you're going to end up holding muksa. Right now it's not muksa because it's all meduma, which is mutter to a kohen. But and if it's batel, but truma tamea is something that if I would pick it up, I might end up holding muksa kamashblan. You don't have to worry about that. The kodem shehe kivan to kodem sheherim ikal meimer to osasam muteras lachi muta laharim. Interesting, it relates to the daf p'inshi we had a couple of weeks ago, and that is once I get muksa in my hand, what am I allowed to do with it? Do I have to drop it right away? Am I allowed to take it to wherever I want? But here it's a case where I know I'm going to get muksa in my hand. So I have to worry about that. Right now it's not muksa, but it's going to be muksa. That's an interesting case. That's what the Sfas Emes says is the issue in our Mishnah. Good. So says the Gemara Amar Rava. Hotzi, so Rava is going to make a statement which we're going to relate to our Mishnah. Hotzi tinok chai v'tist kistali b'tzavaro. If I'm holding a child and there is a sack of money, it's a little bag of money on his neck. Chai mishum kis. So now we're talking about hotza already, not just tilta, which the Mishnah spoke about. So if I take out the child and he's holding a wallet, then I'm chaya for the wallet. We don't say, and but mashma not for the tinok, not for the baby, as we'll see why. Tinok meis v'kis talu lo b'tzavaro, but if the child is not living, and the kis is talu, pater, so then pater totally. Well, I will see, right now. Tinok chayu v'kis talu lo b'tzavaro chayu b'shum kis. So if I'm carrying out a child and a wallet that the child is holding, so I'm chayu for the wallet. For the chayu nami b'shum tinok, what about the child? You're carrying two things. Rava Kribi Nasan Svirale, De Omar Chai Nosi Natsatsmo. No, Rava Ozak Kribi Nasan, which we had earlier on Daftadi Dalid, Chai Nosi Natsatsmo. A literally alive person carries themselves, which brought it down from a D'oraisa to a D'rabanan. Remember, Chai Nosi Natsatsmo did not make it Mutter, but it made it from an Issa D'oraisa to an Issa D'rabanan. We discussed there, is Chai Nosi Natsatsmo purely a specific type of example of shnayim she'asa'uhu, because chayin osi asatzma, I'm carrying the child, and we say the child carries himself. So is that really what it boils down to? We know shnayim she'asa'uhu, two people that do a malacha that could be done by one person, one we paskin putter, three-way machlokas tanoim, but we paskin putter. So here too, maybe this is an example of the person is carrying the child, and the child's carrying himself a little bit. Or do we say no, it's something unique? Pashas is something unique because it's a separate makar given why Chaynosi Asasma, why this is true. Unless you say the Pasuk is Megala, that this is just, or the makar is Megala, this is just an example of Shnayim She'asa'uhu. Either way, that is an important discussion that we had then. Tosfos there and the Ramban and other Rishonim here are bothered why the Gemara here limits it to Rav Kribi Nasan Svirale. If you remember, the Gemara said earlier that everybody agrees to Chaynosi Asatzmo. The question is, how far you go with it? How far you go with it? The Gemara towards the end of that sugya, that Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph, quoted that even the Rabbanan would agree to the principle of Chaynosi Asatzmo. Filu Rabbanan Moda. Right, so the Gemara ends off saying, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Nasan also would agree in a case of Kafus. Either way, that's the question that Tosfos and the Rishonim there ask. I'll read it to you from the Ramban here. Ika Tekashalei, Vahamodele Rabbanan Le Rabbi Nasan Ba'adam. Machlokas is by animals, right? Everybody agrees by people. Chaynosi Asatzmo, as we mentioned, then how do we know Chaynosi Asatzmo? When a child falls asleep. The child is heavier, right? And Gemara says in Brachas 1/60th of death is sleep, right? So we could even fathom a little bit what the concept means of Chaynosi Asatzmo. So yes, the Ramban, everybody agrees to that. Vilo kasha the tinok mishar beit nafshik behema. There's a difference between a grown person or an older child versus a little baby. Little baby or a little toddler, that always makes it more difficult. Right? Sometimes, even if the child's awake, if they don't want to get picked up, they can make it just as heavy as if someone is sleeping. And this is the Ikasha, this is the Mishnah that we had earlier, Isha Medadas Benavershus Arabim, Velokas Rinan Dilmasil Tatule, Bishop Chaynosi Asatzmo. The Rabban ends up saying that there are really three different levels of Adam in the sugya of Chaynosi Asatzmo. There is one child, or type of child, that's totally, it's a baby. Mamish a baby. That doesn't walk at all, right? An 8-day-old baby, we toast at the beginning of Rebbe Elazar Demila discussed this. That baby is like kafus. That baby is like tied up, that baby, the baby doesn't move, and the child doesn't help out at all. That's one. Then he says there's another type of child that drags his feet. He can't really walk himself, but if you hold his hands and do we, right, so then it can be, then that's the next level up. That's the third level, the child that can actually walk. So you're right, by an older child that walks normally, that's the case where everybody agrees, even the Rabbanan. But here, why does the Gemara say, oh, dafka Rabbi Nasan? Because we're talking about a child which doesn't walk normally. If you could help the child, if you hold the child's hands, but that's the machlokas. So we have child walk totally by himself and an adult, everybody agrees. The middle case of the child dragging his feet with help, so that is the machlokas. And then you have the case where everybody agrees to, that you don't say, Chaneo says Aspo, even Rabbi Nasan agrees, the case of kafus, which you might say is a baby, which might have the status of kafus. Those are the three categories that the Ramban mentioned. And again, that related to the first Tosfos we had back in Rabbi Elazar Demila. Why don't we say, Gzeira Deraba, you might come to carry the knife, you might come to carry the baby? That was the discussion in the first Tosfos back in the 19th parak. Okay, right, that's what Tosfos says. Since he's Sarach Le'imo, Havi Kafus. We continue. Says the Gemara. So Rava made a statement. If you carry out a baby holding a wallet, you're only chayiv for the wallet and not for the baby because of chay noseyat atzma. Says the Gemara of a liftal kiss legabi tinok. Why don't you say that the kiss is batel? The baby is the chashav item. Right, Milo Tanah, didn't we have the Mishnah earlier? The Mishnah, the source from Lach Shem Shrich Lagufa earlier on Tzadi Dalid. As a chai b'mita pater afalamita. If I carry out a person on a couch, on a bed, so then I'm pater even on the mita. Shai mita tfeilolo. Because the mita is tafel. Right, the ikar is the person. Right, ikar and tafel don't only come up in Ilchas Brachas. Comes up in Ilchas Hotza'a. So why don't you say here too that you're pater for the wallet? It says the Gemara, wait a minute. A bed can be bottled to a person. Because a person is lying on the bed is totally subservient, so to speak, to the person. Because the person is using the bed. But a wallet, what does the wallet have to do with the baby? The wallet is being held, okay. But it's not batel, it has its own significance, it's not servicing the child, and therefore it does not become batel. That's the first half of Rava. First, we're explaining Rava, and then we're going to ask for our Mishnah. So we explained why, in the case of Tinok Chai, you're putter on the Tinok, because Chai knows he has Asmo. You're Chayv on the wallet, because the wallet is not Batel to the person. Next, Tinok Mace, V'kis Tali Lobetzavara putter. The second case, Tinok Mace, so then you are going to be putter. V'tel Chayv Mishum, you're going to be putter for the kiss. Why don't you say you're chayiv for the tinok in that case? Rava, why? Because there's no chayiv nosei as atzmo. Rava kribi shimin svirale to amar malacha shen esuicha legufa patur aleha. Malacha shen esuicha legufa. You're not carrying the niftar out because you want the niftar out. You're carrying it out because you don't want it here. It's for whatever reason. You don't want the tumma, you don't want the smell, and therefore that's like Reb Shimon. Malacha shen esuicha legufa, as we said yesterday, it's a malacha derabanan. It's a malacha derabanan. And therefore, that's what you're putter for the baby. And then the kiss, right? The Gemara doesn't say the last line. So if you're putter, you're chayiv, I'm sorry, you're putter for the baby because it's like Reb Shimon. What about the kiss? We mentioned the kiss is not batel. So why are you putter for the kiss? So Rashi quotes, third to the last line, agav mirare mevatale legabitino kshemes. Because you're so upset. It's like there's nothing here besides the baby. That's the ikker, because you're so bitter, you're so heartbroken. So it's like, even though usually the wallet is not bothered to the baby, but here it would be, because your whole focus is on the baby. Okay, that's Rashi. Good. Says the Gemara, Tnan isn't Rava against our Mishnah. Note the law of the Mesbino. Right, our Mishnah says, when you carry out a child, and the stone is in his hand, that's mutter. Meaning, if I'm carrying something that has, if I'm carrying non-muksa, and that non-muksa has muksa, so that's not direct, that's not considered as if I'm carrying the muksa. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. I'm allowed to carry the child holding the rock. It's not like I'm carrying the rock. So ask the Gemara, why is it, in Rava's case, do we say that he's chayiv on the kiss? Right, the first case of Rava, if you carry a tinok chai, I'm chayiv on the kiss. What do you mean? He's holding the kiss, not me. Our Mishnah says that if you're not holding it directly, isn't that because of Tiltum and Atzad, and Tiltum and Atzad is Mutter? Ask the Gemara, no. Really, it is a problem. Really, Rava's case is the rule. If somebody is holding a Dvar Muksa, and I carry them, then it's as if I'm carrying the Dvar Muksa. What about our Mishnah, why is it Mutter? Ami Tebe Rabbi Yanai, Bitinok Shishlo Gaguin Alaviv. It's a child that has very strong feelings for his father. He wants his father to pick him up, but there's no way he's dropping this rock. Right? I'm taking this rock, and if not, I'm going to have a very large and long tantrum, and I'm going to make Shabbos impossible for you. So it's up to you. So the halacha is, b'makom tzarech there, the Rabbanan Warren goes there, muksa, and they said you could be okay, and be matir the tiltal. Shelo biyadayim, as, again, this is a real muksa. Remember, it's indirect. It's the child holding it, even though there's no sakana. There's no sakana here. Rashi says on the bottom, V'yava gav delav sakanas nefesh gemura, sakanas choli. You're going to get sick. The child's going to get so sick. Okay, not just, besides you're getting sick, but the child's going to get so sick, so in that case, it is mutter. That's, by the way, what we paskin. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos, in Perachav Beis, Os, Mem, Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Aser laharim yeled, it comes up. What happens if the child is holding a muksa toy? Right, a child, a young child, and I want to take the child, I want to put the child in for a nap. So do I have to try to make sure the child drops the muksa? Am I allowed to pick him up? So, asur laharim yeled kishoha even o muksa acher biyado. It's asur to pick up a child when a stone or a dvar muksa is in their hand. Elatchila yaniach hayeled as a muksa miyado. Try to tell the child, put it down, please. Right? Mi belisha hagodol yigabo b'muksa. So that the child, without the gadol touching, v'rak acher kach yorim esa yeled. Right? Meaning, you should, a lot of times we do that, we pick up the child and we say, just drop it. Right, no, we gotta like first make the child drop it first, and then pick up the child. The rock, kasher nikar, shahayelen mishtokek biyoter shayirimuhu. But if the child really wants this item, vitzarech lahargio shalo yitzak, and he's about to start screaming, which is not so uncommon, mutter laharimo velisa oso kasher amuksa biyado. Mutter. Then he has an alon which we didn't get to in the Gemara yet, vuhu kishen lamuksa kol erech, when it's not really something chashuv. So that's we'll talk about that in a few minutes, Rav Hashem, when we get up to it. The Mishnah, the Shmir Shabbos quotes in Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the footnote here. Aye, why don't you just say that it's tiltum min atzad letzorach davar hamutter? We had a whole discussion yesterday. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday. That Tosis was machaleg back on Daf Mem Gimel Mem Dalid that tiltum min atzad. If I move something in an unusual way, it's mutter as long as my goal is letzorach davar hamutter, not letzorach davar haaser. And then we had the extension of the rush. Even letzorach davar haaser would be okay if I'm doing it begufo, if I'm lying down on the bed of the straw. Those machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, whether it means any indirect or you know, dafka there because it's a ma'isa shchiva. So we had a discussion there. So they asked the Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So here's tiltum min atzad. So what do you need any heterim for? It's mutter. It's tiltum min atzad. It's tzarach davar mutter. I want to pick up the child. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, lumdus. This is somewhere in the middle. Tiltum min atzad are the cases where I move it with my elbow, I lie down on the bed, whatever the case, I get into the bed, it falls down. Here, it's direct, it's just not me. The child's holding the item is being held by the child, so it's less than my holding it, but it's more than other tiltum min atzad. So it's really somewhere in the middle, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that's why you need some heterim. There are different levels of tiltum min atzad. Even the Chazon Ish yesterday we mentioned has two levels within tiltum min atzad. Lying down on a bed versus moving something with my elbow are two different types of tiltum min atzad. The Mishnah Berurah is not telah hakel there, and the Chazon Ish is not telah hachmir. But again, that is an important discussion. As also saw in the Chashuke Chemed, interesting discussion, interesting case, where he has, talking about Tinok Sheishlo Gaguin. Sheila, there's a Tinok Hachole Haboche. It's a child that's crying. And the only thing that makes him calm is looking outside, watching the cars in the street, and it's Chil Shabbos. Are you allowed to, is there any problem with letting the child go out in Chutz La'aretz, you can assume they're mostly non-Jews, but in Eretz Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, right, are you allowed to let the child calm him down with Chil Shabbos? Hayimutu la'asosos b'Shabbos, shari ne'neh mimalach ha'Shabbos. Are you being ne'neh? So he starts off by saying, Meikar Hadin, this is not tangible. It's hard to say that this is Hanah mimaisa Shabbos. Tshuva yitachin de'inzu Hanah. It comes up. Let's say we had earlier. Let's say somebody puts a mechitza up on Shabbos and creates shade. That's also somewhat intangible. Am I allowed to be ned and be ma'aseh Shabbos? Then we can understand a little more. Oh, you're getting benefit. Here's a similar idea. So he says, on the one hand, you'd say it's okay. Ve'in kanela mare hamargio b'shtinok. V'ulai chazal lo asru min hanal kazu. Maybe this is not us. And he says, especially if you look at our Mishnah and our Gemara, if you could even matir tiltul muksa. So this is probably less than that. But then he says, I'd rather not. Mistaver Yoser Shiesh Bazeh Chilul Hashem. Shemar Latino Chilul Shabbos. On purpose. Ve'yerav Zos La'av. V'chiyim hayu movilin b'machoniot et aviv l'tabach. V'chigam also yemar Zos L'bno k'di l'argiyo. Okay. Says Venera, he says, if you could try to get some muksa toys that, you know, let him or let a non-Jew put on the muksa toys for the child, that's better. Again, that's his discussion. Interesting discussion about wouldn't even thought of it. Okay. Ihachi, last two words on the Amud. Ihachi, if this is true, that the Mishnah is a case of a heter because the child's in a state of gaguim, and we would allow him to lift it up, my Arya Evan, afilo dinar nami. So why does the Mishnah only talk about a case of a rock, even if he's holding money? Alama Amar Rava, why did Rava himself limit it? Lo shanu ela even. This only applies, the heter is only by a stone. Aval dinar aser. But money would be aser. I'm not allowed to pick up the child. It was all the money. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Even enough lalo asu avuhala asuye. If the child drops the rock, we can assume the father's not going to come to pick it up. So there's no gzera. Dinar enoughil asu avuhala asuye. If it falls down, the father's going to come to pick it up. So therefore, we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to let him pick up the child holding the money. Question. We're being gozer that the child is not, we're not going to let the father pick up the child holding the money because the father might come to pick it up. And if the father picks it up, what would he be violating? And it's a drabban and a muksa. So we're being gozer atu muksa. So is that what we just discussed a couple of days ago? Is that a gzera l'gzera? Right, where it goes there, you might come to pick up the, not, you can't pick up the child holding the money because you might come to pick up the money. But even if you come to pick up the money. Right, so is that a gzera l'gzera? So it might be, and see the question anyway, but it might be related to, there are a number of achronim that discuss in the beginning of Maseches Beitza that muksa is ke'en da'araisa. Muksa is a very, very strong divrei Kabbalah. It's ein lo ikar mena Torah, for sure. The Gemara says that explicitly. Davdalah is on Beitza. Ein lo ikar mena, the Rabbanim made it up totally. It's connected to Otzah, as we saw earlier in the Gemara and in the Ravid in Hilchas Shabbos. But ein lo ikar mena Torah, but it's a very strong Isser Durabanan. Very strong. Where did we have this? Who mentioned this? Just one example, the Nodabi Yehuda. The Tzlach in his commentary at the beginning of Beitza. We mentioned this many times. Rashi says in that Beis in Beitza. The Gemara says, Koach Tehatera Adif. What does that mean? Koach Tehatera Adif. Rashi quotes, anybody can be Machmir. That doesn't prove that you know the Halacha. Somebody comes in, oh, no, you shouldn't. Right? If to give a heter, that really reflects our understanding of the Halacha. Because it means you're so mechal shmuatcha, and you're okay, and you're confident enough to pass it, as long as one has properly gone through the sugya. Koach Tehatera Adif. That's Rashi. Right? That's a big discussion of that Rashi. The Nodavi Yehuda there in the Tzlach says, I only think Koach Tehatera Adif is by Isurei De'oraisa. Why? Because if I wouldn't have known anything, I would have been machmir anyway, because if somebody daraisa lachumra, so come along the Rabbanan, this rabbi, koach tatera adif. That's why by daraisa is koach tatera. But by derabbanan, if I wouldn't know anything, what would I do? Sabi derabbanan lakula. So they are koach the isura adif. That's the chiddush of the tzlach. Koach tatera adif is only by issues daraisa, not by issues derabbanan. But then he's stuck, because at the beginning of Beitza, what's the context? Muksa! Nowad! Right? So, and that's what the Gemara says, Koach Tehatera Adif. Says, Kein Daraisa. Right? It's, Muksa is a very, very strong Durabanan. It has, he quotes a Tosfos Yeshanim, if I remember that, at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. So that is, related to the issues of strength of Muksa. So maybe here too, maybe this relates. That it's not, maybe Muksa is an exception to the rule of Gzera L'Gzera. Also, you might say one is a Gzera D'Rabbanan, one is a Malacha D'Rabbanan. There are other ways to get out of it, but that is the suggestion. Okay. Let's just finish the two dots, and then I'll make a har on, another har on the Rashi. Says the Gemara Tanya, Gavasa D'Rava, another support of Rava. Again, Rava who says that Me'ikar Hadin, based on how we just explained Rava, Me'ikar Hadin, if a person's holding a child who's holding a Dvar Muksa, it is a problem. There's a heter if the child's going to go crazy. But it is a problem. So where do we see that? As follows. Hamotzi kela mekupalin umunacha makseifo. If I carry out clothing, folded clothing on my shoulder, in a case without a place without an erev. V'sandala v'tabosa biyado, or I'm holding rings and shoes, chayev. I'm carrying something. V'imhaya malubash bahan, but if I'm wearing them, pater. Because clothing is batal, as long as they're being worn to the body. Hamotzi adam v'kelev alav v'sandalav. If I carry a person though who's wearing clothing v'sandalav baraglav v'tabosa biyadav, and he has his shoes and his rings he's wearing them, pater. What is that mashma? If I carry somebody who's wearing his clothing, I'm pater. V'ilu hotzir kamosha hein, but mashma, if the person that I'm carrying would be holding his clothing, chayiv, I would be chayiv in that case. Why? That's that grava. If it's an indirect, if I'm holding somebody who's holding the Dvar Muksa, it's as if I am holding the Dvar Muksa, and I'm going to be chayiv for tiltal, for hotzah, whatever the case may be. Period. There is a machlokas, a Rashi and the Ramban here. Rashi on top says, by money, with a zachshash of asila asuye, you're chayiv even if you're not holding the child. Even if the child is walking, We should have a gzera. What difference does it make? The child is, I'm holding a child's hand, the child has muks in his other hand. And it's something chashuv that I would pick up if he drops. So why should it make a difference if I'm holding the child or if I'm walking with the child? So that's why Rashi includes that. The Ramban says, what? What? The Ramban says, okay, you should make a gzera, you can't go within dalat amos of a child holding money. Because if he drops it, you're going to go pick it up. Ein l'davar sof. What, are you going to say every time? No, he says only if you're holding. Only if you're holding it. That's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has two opinions about this in Simin Shin Tes. Just one ha'arav. Interesting, guys, is historical ha'arav. When we talk about the issues of wearing clothing and what's batel by hotza'ah, what about a watch? What about a watch? So, by a watch, wearing a watch in a place without an eruv. So, if it's a fancy watch, gold, silver, whatever it is, that somebody would wear, even not functional. Meaning, even if this watch is broken, I would wear it because it's a beautiful tachshit, and that's mutter. That's mutter. What if it's a purely functional watch? That's more of a issue. I only wear the watch to for time and for a calculator on a weekday or whatever it is, or for phone number. It used to be for phone numbers. Now we don't need the watch for phone numbers because we have a phone for phone numbers. But if it's purely functional, that's more of a sticky issue. But if you look in this is a great example that you have to know the mitzias of what the poskim are talking about, because you read something and like, oh, they say they think it's usur. But it's really, they're talking about a different case. If you look at the tshuvas from the 1800s, all about watches, they talk about shones, they're all screaming that it's usur. Usur, 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 usur. They're talking about the watches that go into your pocket and your vest. They're talking about those types of watches. That's carrying. They're not talking about the shaon yad that goes on the arm. It's a big difference between wearing and carrying. So, when it's just an example, when always have to make sure they understand the mitzius of the shaila being discussed before applying it to our case. A couple of last week, I think we had the umbrella tshuva of the Nodbi Huda. He described it exactly. So therefore it wasn't a problem. We know it's the same type of umbrella.
What about
it says wear keys? So as long as it's worn, right, the minhag is to make your key into a tie clip or into a belt buckle. So again, that's the way to make it, that it's being worn and not being carried.
So why is Malubash
Bahen why is it putter? And I think here it might mean, even though it's not one of the examples of patr umutter. We said there are three examples where patr means patr umutter. Yeah, look at Rashi. Patr de begadav batli legabe va'alavhu patr krebi nasan. So I think here patr might be patr umutter. I don't think it's just a drabban in this case. Okay, weiter. Kalkalavo evin besocha. So if somebody's carrying a basket and there's a rock inside of it, that's mutter. V'yamai. So here the basket's not going to start having a tantrum. So why is this mutter? V'yamai tevi kalkalav basas adavar ha'asur. The basket's a basis. You only have rocks in there, so basket should be muksa. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hacha Bevechalkala Malaya Peres Askina. No, it's a basket full of fruit, and it has one rock in it. That's what's mutter. Says the Gemara. So why do you allow to carry the basket? V'lishdinu lepere v'nishdi le'evin v'ninketinu biyadayim. Why don't you have to dump out the basket? Everything will fall out. You put the fruit back, and you'll carry it. Why do you have the heter of carrying the rock? K'drebi Eloi. Amarav, like Rabbi Loi, Amarav says elsewhere, which we'll see soon. Beperos hamitanfin, hamitnafin. We're talking about fruit that will become disgusting if you dump it out. So it's going to be dirty, right? It's wet fruit. Hakanam beperos hamitanfin, not ones that you could just wash off. That's why Chazal didn't make you do that. Velin arinhu ni'ure. Okay, you can't dump it out. Why don't you just shake the basket around until the rock gets to the top, and then you can just dump the rock out. You won't have to dump the fruit out. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rava Hacha Bekalkala Pchusas Kinan. No, we're talking about a basket that has a hole in it, and you stuck the rock in there to close the hole. To Evan Gufa Nasis Dofin LaKalkala. That's the case that we are talking about. Good. If you look on the side, there's one little word that makes all the difference. Before this Amar Rav Chiya, what does it say? Ella. Ella. Are you Goris Ella or not? Well, if you look in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, right here on our Mishnah, the Rambam says, let me summarize the Gemara for you. There are three conditions that you need to make the basket case mutter, says the Rambam. Three conditions. Number one, it has to be full of fruit. Number two, it has to be peros that darken lehislachlech. And number three, the rock has to be stuck in to listom hanekev. Lefishu chelik minasal. According to the Rambam, there's in Pirush Mishnayis, there's no Ella. It's three answers all building on each other. If you look in the Mishnah Torah, he seems to have been chozer bo. The Mishnah Torah, he quotes it as two separate heterim. He quotes, if the rock is part of the basket, because there's a hole in it, then you suck the rock in there, then it's mutter. It's part of the basket. What do you need the fruit for? It becomes part, bottled to the basket. It's just a basket. The basket's not carrying the rock. It's part of the basket. But, and also, says the Rambam, if it's fruit, that become dirty, and the, so it's two total, it's two separate, heterim. Kalkala shaisa nekuva vesasam nekav shalab be'evin, mutu otaltala, shari evin asa kadofin, period. Haisa kalkala malaya peiros ve'evin, betocha peiros, if the peiros are retuvim, that would get dirty if you, dump them out. That's also mutter, but makam hefsalo gazru. So it's clear, the Rambam in the Perish Mishnah, he was chozer, but when he got to Mishnah Torah, seems, the Ravid here argues, but either way, that's an important girsology sometimes makes all the difference. So here's one example of it. Okay, yes, I made up that word. Metaltel and truma v'chulu. So when it's allowed to be metaltel, truma temeya im tahora v'chulu, amar avchizel oshanu ela, she tahora lamata v'temeya lamala. Again, we're talking about in the basket. In the basket. So when is it mutter to carry the basket? If the truma tahora is on the bottom, truma temeya is on top. So you can't just take out the truma tahora. Aval tahora lamala v'temeya lamata. But if the truma tahora is on top, then you're not allowed to take the whole basket. Shaka leila tahora v'shavak leila temeya. You have to take the tahora out. Good. V'chi tahora lamata nami l'shdinu v'lin katenu. Similar question as before. What do you mean? Even if the tahora is on the bottom, shouldn't you have to shake out the Tamei Truma? So where it says, Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rav, that's where we had this. Peperus Hamit Nefin Askinan. That's where he said it. Period. Meisvei Metaltelin Truma Temea Ima Tahora. V'imachulin Beit Shetor Lamalo Temea Lamata. Beit Shetor Lamalo Tor Lamata. Tziyuvta de Rav Chizda. To Peperus Brisa. Against Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda explained the Mishnah, you're only allowed to move it when the Truma Tahora is on the bottom. And the Brisa here is saying, doesn't matter. You can move it in any case. So I'm like, Rav Chizr would say, no, it's a big difference. Masnisan, Litzara Gufo. The Mishnah is a case where you want the Truma. If you want the Truma, then if the Truma's on top, you need to take the Truma out. You're not going to move the whole basket. Bryce, Litzara Makomo. The Bryce is a case of Litzara Makomo. If it's Litzara Makomo, then you need to, you're going to have to move this basket anyway. So you're allowed to just move the basket. My duch ke Rav Chizda lokme masnisan Litzara Gufo. Why did Rav Chizda box himself in and understand the Mishnah as a Torah Gufo, and therefore he has to understand it as being limited to where the Truma Tahora is on the bottom? Why doesn't he just say it's a case of Tzorach Makomo, and that's why you can move it? Doesn't matter where it is. Amarava Masisa Kavasi Daika. No, because the next Mishnah also is about Tzorach Gufo. Tiktani Seifa. Mo Shalakar. The next Mishnah, if you have money on a pillow, Minar Zakar Veinoflos. You can shake off the pillow and the money falls down. That's only if you want to use the pillow. Avol Asarach Makomo, but if you need the spot of the pillow, so then Metalsal Avod and Olav. You can move it while the money's still on it, because you just want to move the pillow. Umi de Seifa, Asarach Gufo. And since that Mishnah, the next Mishnah is Asarach Gufo. Reisha Nami, Asarach Gufo. So we understand Reisha too. Remember, when the Gemara was written, the Mishnahs weren't split up. It was in Prakim. So Reisha and Seifa, right? We only have it as separated Mishnayos, but they have it as the beginning part and the end part. So a one section. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Malan V'Chulu. Last line of the Mishnah. Remember what did Rabbi Yehuda say? You're allowed to fix your meduma, your truma and chulin that got mixed together. You're allowed to fix that on Shabbos. V'Yamai Haka Misakein. But what do you mean? You're fixing. Ayis only Aser Durabanan. Says the Maritz Chayis right here, quoting a Rambam in the Moran of Vuchim, I think it goes to Moran of Vuchim also, but it's the Shakas Aryeh who makes this Yisod. Even if you have a rabbinic problem, it could be a problem of Tikkun D'Oraisa. Medumeh, Truma is batel even less. 1 to 100 is a Dintra Banan. So why is that called Tikkun, and maybe even in the world of D'Oraisa, possibly? It's not Mefurish in the Gemara that is D'Oraisa. But it could be. Rashi here says, "Kamedakein shemivio lidei heter v'nigzer be'atu tikun sha'idei malacha." So that sounds like a derabanan. But the Maariz Chayis says you can even understand this on a deraisa level based on what the Shagas Aryeh says. If you have a rabbinic problem that could still be lamaisa, it is tikun. You can't use it. So it's going to be tikun deraisa. That's the Maariz Chayis' ha'ara here. So he says, "I isn't a tikun. So why could you fix your medume on Shabbos. So a couple of tries. Rabbi Yehuda, first one. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Svirale. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda, De Omar, Truma, Be'ena, Machta. Even when the Truma falls into the Chulin, it is considered as if it's independent. It's like sitting on top. Be'ena, Machta. And therefore, it's not really fixing, because it's kind of separated anyway. Where do we see this? So we're going to have three tries. Where is the Tana that holds that Truma is viewed as a separate entity, and Memela, even after it gets mixed in, and Memela, it wouldn't be called Tikkun. Titznan, the Mishnah says, and Mesachas Trumos, Sa'a Truma Shanafu Lepachos Bimea, a Sa'a Truma that falls into 99, V'nidzmu, and it became Meduma, V'nafal, and a Meduma Lewakamacher, and then some of the Meduma falls into another pot of chulin. So what do you say? Do you say, oh, it's as if Meduma fell in? Or do you say, it's as if Truma fell in? Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Midamas Ketrumas Vadai. Rebbe Eliezer says, you have to be worried that the Truma is sitting on top, and that Truma fell in? So you see, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's considered the Truma is separate. The Chachamim Omer, no. No, you got to figure out the percentages of the truma in the first mixture, and that percentage fell into the second mixture because it gets all mixed in. So maybe that's the opinion. That also in our Mishnah says that it's not a tikkun. So we say, wait a minute. Eimer, the Shamis le lechumra. Mekulam Shamis le. Rabbi Eliezer only says it's considered separate lechumra, but this would be lekula. To allow you to be masakin on Shabbos. So who says he says that? So second try. Elohu damar Rabbi Shimon. To Kiditznan. Rabbi Shimon says in two Mishnahs later in Trumos, Sa'a Truma Shanafla Lameya. Velo Hispig Lahagbiya Shanafla Acheres. One fell into 100. Meaning it's Batel. It's Batel. One into 100 is Batel. But then before you got to Lahagbiya, what happens? The halach is, even if something is Batel, you got to take one out and give it to the Kohen. Got to give it to the Kohen. It's Gezel HaShevet. So what happens if you didn't? Before you took one out, another Truma fell in. So now, altogether, it's more than, right? It's a problematic amount. Harezu Asura, the Tanakhama says, that's Asur. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon is Matir. Why? So at this stage, we assume Rabbi Shimon holds his mutter is because you have one piece of Truma sitting on top somewhere, and another piece of Truma fell in now, also sitting on top. They're not mitztaref to each other. And maybe Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds that Truma is considered Be'ena Machta. So now we say, 1 minute. No, maybe there's a totally different svara. Umimai. Dilma hasam haka miflagi. Maybe this is the machlokas over there. The Tanakama savar. Afagav de naflu bazachar zeh. Commanded nafa bavasachas dummy. No, you view it because you weren't meirim. You didn't take out a piece of trum in the middle. You look at it as if they both fell in at the same time. Vahalacham shenafla, vahalacham shenafla. They each fell into 50. Or, it's another way of saying, all together now, it's not batel. For Rabbi Shimon Savar, no. Kamaisa Batel Bameya, the first one is what we call Kamakama Batel. First one was Batel. And Nehefach Leheter. Now there's 101 Tchulin in here, not just 100. V'hatifto Bameya V'chad. And therefore this is Batel in 101. So again, no Raya that this is a Shita that holds Truma is looked at separately. So, third and final try. Elohu da Amar Krebi Shimon Ben Elazar. The Tani of Shimon Elazar Omer. No sin ena b'tzad zeh v'ochel b'tzad acher. A person, let's say it's Shabbos, and they weren't mafresh beforehand. They could look at one side of the field, no sin enav, on one side of the midum, not of the field, the midumah, and say, my truma is going to be over there, and I can eat from this side. I can eat from this side. So what do you see from there? You don't even need the tikkun in order to eat. So mamela, you're allowed to be masakein. Because if you don't need it, right? See the last few words of Rashi on the Amud. Hilkach, Hawil ubelo ha'ala maschil v'ochel ein tikkun ba'alaso. Right? If you don't really need to do it, so then mamela, it is not called a tikkun. Period. Let's just, you know, we have three more lines and then we'll come back. Mi sabalei kavase, could we say that he holds like that our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, holds like Rabbi Shimon Elazar? We have a beferish v'amiflik paligilave. But doesn't he argue? D'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ma'anasa meduma bechad umeya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, no se'inim zazev ochem zaracher. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar has the sheet that Rabbi Yehuda argues. So how can you say Rabbi Yehuda holds like him? So where I said, no, Rabbi Yehuda, Adifa, Midr Shimon Elazar. Shimon Elazar says you could do that. Rabbi Yehuda says one step further, because you could do that, so it's not tikkun if you actually take it off. So Rabbi Yehuda holds like him, but even goes one step further. Okay, couple of important points. Number one, There is a discussion in the Rishonim. What does it exactly mean? Nosein einav bitzad zeh va'ochel bitzad acher. Rashi in Meseches Kedushin and Tosfos in Meseches Gittin all say, literally, you could just look at the other side and eat from this side. The problem with that is that if you look at the Gemara Meseches Gittin and Daf Lamed and Lamed Aleph, that's a shita of Reb Elazar ben Gamla. And we don't hold that way. We all like the Rabbanan. So Rishonim there and here discuss how could the Gemara just say, oh, it's like Nosein einav bitzad zeh. We don't, that's not the shita of the Rabbanan. So some are machalik between Truma and Shumas Meiser. There are different suggestions given. But there's an amazing day in the Rashba. The Rashba says, you know what it means? Nosein einav bitzad zeh v'ochel bitzad acher. It does not mean that you do nothing. It means that you're mafrish without being korei shame. It's a day in the Rashba in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. Of course you're mafrish. How can you be without being mafrish? But you could be mafrish without being korei shame. For he's giving a lot of significance to the kriya shame. Right, you need a special heter that you don't have to be korei shame. Take it off. So it's like in this limbo state. What is this yet? It's not truma, but you took it off and it's enough to be matir what you're eating. So that's an amazing chiddush. That's what the Rashba says. Interesting, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Sadivav, he says, does anybody agree with the Rashba? This day of the Rashba, he says, oh, maybe it's a Rambam. Which Rambam? There's a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos, Dalid Tezayin. I read you the Rambam. It's not 100% clear, but the Rambam says, Hifrish Truma b'machshavaso. Somebody's mafish Truva in their machshava. V'lo hotzi b'svasav klum. And he didn't say anything. Harezu Truma v'nechshav lachem Truma aschem. B'machshava b'lvati yet Truma. What does the Rambam say? If you're mafresh with your machshava and you don't say anything, you don't say anything. Mafresh your machshava, of course you don't say anything. So maybe he's saying, if you're mafresh with your machshava, maybe the Rambam means you did something. He wouldn't have to, if it's pure machshava, he doesn't have to say below hosi b'sfas of klum. If he just thought about it. So maybe, says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe he's alluding to that day of the Rashba. Not clear, depending on how much you take that lo hifresh b'sfas of klum, that you didn't say anything, how literally you take that. Okay. Okay, we don't have time to go through the Gra and Meduma and Bidema, the Gra and Zosabracha, but not for now. We mentioned it in the past about Moshe wrote the last eight words of the Torah, Bidema, and the Vilna Gaon connects that to Meduma. Okay, feel free. Kol Eliyo and Zosabracha. Vayter, Kuf Mem Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ha'even Sha'al Piyachavis, Mata Alti Davino Feles. We've had this quoted before. If you have a bunch of barrels in your wine cellar, and you want to get some wine out from the middle barrel, but there's a rock on top of it. So what are you allowed to do? If there's no barrels around it, matal tivino fellas, just tip the barrel, the rock will fall off. Wonderful. Haisa ben achavias, but if it's in the middle of a bunch of barrels, and you can't reach it, and if you knock it down, then it's going to break the other barrels, magbia umatal tivino fellas, you're allowed to lift it up. Let it lift it up, and put it on its side, and then it will fall down. Good. Even though the rock is obviously muksa. Ma'osha al hakar, menaras hakar ve'noflas. If you have money on a pillow, you're allowed to shake off the pillow and it'll fall down. Haisa lishleshas. If you have some dirt on a pillow. Dirt on a pillow. Rashi said, on the gilyon, it says on the side, tsoas tarnagolim. Some type of dirt. Mikancha bismartut. You're allowed to wipe it with a rag. Here it means a dry rag. Obviously, or else it would be the malach of libun. But a dry rag. Rashi says, "V'lo yitin al hamayim destam kar shel beged hu ubeged shriyaso b'mayim hu kibuso." We've had that principle already. It's just soaking something, just putting water on a spot without rubbing is a malacha d'oraisa of libun. That's the first stage of laundering. So shriyaso zeo kibuso. So here you're allowed to wipe it with a dry rag. Haisa shel or, but if it's of or, which we assume, the Gemara assumes, the Mishnah assumes, is not absorbent at all. Noz alamayim achetichle. Tikala, until it's clean. Right, we would say, let's say a plastic. Let's say somebody has a plastic tablecloth and you want to wipe it down, you can put water on that. Because that's not, it's not absorbing at all. Amar Avuna Marav, Lo Shana, when can you do the ratio? When can you move the barrel and lean it and pick it up? Ela b'shocheach. That's only if you forgot the rock on there, you didn't mean to leave it there. You forgot on there. Avo be meiniach nasis basis adavar ha'asur. But by meiniach, if you left it there and you want it there, that's called a basis. What if you were meiniach there and you had in mind to pick it up during Shabbos? You had in mind that you're going to take it up during Shabbos, like this case is probably that case. So that's the machlokas rishonim. And it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Shin Tes Siv Dalid, is that called meiniach, which creates a basis? Shin Tes Dalet. Vim hinichem aleim midaito al dashi yisharu sham b'knisas ha-shabbos, osu lahato su lanayir. V'yesh omrim, da'afilo hinichem sham al dashi yisharu sham b'knisas ha-shabbos, kidei sheyitleim b'shabbos, mutu lahato su lanayir b'shabbos. V'lo asur elot b'menichem al dashi yisharu sham kol ha-shabbos. 2 days, how to understand this Gemara. Right, important 2 days. Again, Shin Tes, Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet. That's a machlokes rishonim that he quotes here from, based on our Gemara. Good. Who is the one that says that I'm allowed to lift up the barrel, even though I have the barrel, I have the rock? Who is the one that says that you should be osik in the barrel? Meaning, don't knock off the rock. Be osik in the barrel, which is the dvar mutter. Amr Rabba Bar Chana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's Rashbag, Titznan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, Haborer Kitnis B'Yantif, Borer on Yantif. Borer on Shabbos, we've discussed before. What about Borer on Yantif? So, what are the rules for Borer on Yantif? Same rules or not? I'm bringing Borer Kitnis, Beishame Omrim, same rules. Borer Ochel the Ochel. You gotta take the good from the bad, and you gotta eat it right away, same rules. Well, meaning, it's not every malach is allowed mishum ochel nefesh. Ubeis hillel omrim, no. Borer kedarko, becheiko v'tamchui. Kedarko means taking bad from the good. On yantif, becheiko v'tamchui. Right, even onto your chest, v'tamchui, and with a separating instrument. Are there any limits according to Beis Shammai? Continue. V'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Bamed, v'ramam urim, when do we say that it is mutter kishah ochel meruba la psoles? You can take the psoles where that is less tircha. Aval psolas meruba la ochel, but if the psolas is more than divrei hakol borer ochel, Beis Hillel agrees. What Beis Hillel says, the less tircha, that's the rule. Whatever's less tircha, that's what you are allowed to be borer. So what do you see from there? When psolas is meruba la ochel, everybody says be involved in the ochel. So the Gemara is saying, oh, so that's similar to our case. Deal with the barrel and don't deal with the rock. Deal with the ochel and don't deal with the psolas. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. What do you mean? But our case is like more ochel than psolas, right? Because the wine is a lot more tircha than the rock. The rock just knock off the rock. So, according to, like, if you want to really have that parallel, that you always do the less tircha, according to Beis Hillel, here, wouldn't it be less tircha to just knock off the rock than to lift up the whole barrel, then knock off, then tilt the rock, and then take out the wine? So Gemara says, no, hachanami, here too, it's less tircha. Kivan, the iboy le mishka, lo mishka le yayin at the shakalei. The Bach takes out the next word. Kipsolas meruba la ochel dami. What does that mean? If I want to get all the wine out of the barrel, if I want to get all the wine out, I'm going to eventually have to tip the barrel to get the bottom part out. So I'm going to have to lift up the whole barrel anyway. So if I actively knock off the rock and then deal with the barrel, that's extra tircha. So this is being matriach less. That's the parallel with Rishon Gamliel by not touching the rock at all and just tilting it. Okay. Why is there a heter of Boran Yantif? Is it efshar? Is it called a malach hazochel nefesh? Is it efshar lasosa meir of Yantif? That's how it relates. Sorry, milisha ve'elech, but there are differences. There is Boran Yantif, but there's differences. There's differences in the an Isra Borer. It's not just mutter. Some malachas are totally mutter. Milisha ve'elach. Some malachas are mutter, but Borer is not totally mutter. In a chanami, milisha ve'elach. But it's different. It's different rules of Borer on Yantif than Borer on Shabbos. Haisa ben achavios magbia. So if you're in the middle of the barrels, you have to allow to lift it up. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Haisa chavis munachas ba'otzer. If it's in the middle of an otzer. Osha yukleis chuchas munachin tachtel. Or there's glass right near it. Magbia lo makom acher. Umat alti the vino fellas. Right, let it lift it up. Venotel himena mashet sarachlo. And you can take what you want. Umachzir lam kom and then put it back. Mosh alakar, money on the pillow. Amrav chiebar ashi. Amrav. Lo shona lo b'shocheach. The same. Only by shocheach. Avo b'miniach. Nasabasas davar ha'asr. Period. Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Biyochanan, Lo Shanu Elo Litzara Gufo. If you need the pillow, so then you knock it off. Avo Litzarach Makomo, Mitalt Lavodon Alav. But as we said earlier, if it's Litzarach Makomo, just move the pillow. V'chein Tani Rebbe Chia Bar Rav Midifti, Lo Shanu Elo Litzarach Gufo. Avo Litzarach Makomo, Mitalt Lavodon Alav. Same idea. Period. Mo Shalakar Menar V'chulu. Now we're about to get back to a sugya of old. If my wallet is in the chatzer, I don't want to bring my wallet into my house. You could put a cookie, you could put a baby on it, and memela, you can be metaltel. This is like, the Chazon Ish formulates this as the opposite of a basis. What does a basis do? A dvar mutter is under a dvar asur, so the dvar mutter might become asur because of the dvar asur that's on it. Here's the opposite. You put a dvar mutter onto a dvar asur, and that would make the dvar asur become mutter. Right? Because the kikir otino. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So let's continue. Kikar otino. You're worried about the, well, that's secondary. Here you're holding the aronaki. You're actually holding the arnaki, but we're saying it's mutter because you're holding like a dvar mutter and a dvar asur. This is a basis dvar ha-mutter, which is not exactly, but it's making the whole basis mutter. Over there, you're holding the child, you worry the child might drop it, and you might pick up that actual item. You're not holding the actual item. Here, you're holding the actual item. So forget that, the heter, you might come. You're holding it, but it's mutter because it has a dvar mutter on top of it. If you forgot a brick in the yard, I forgot a bag of money. Do that. Marzutra says, this is all true by Shochech if you forgot the items there. Rav Hashi says, no, I think they're all wrong. Why? Below Amru, Kikar Otinok, Ella Lemes Bilvad. What's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Kikar Otinok, that whole heter, as we discussed, is by a mace. Period. That's it. Kikar Otinok. Right, we discussed earlier, back in the sugis of David HaMelech, and the Daf Mem Gimel, is it the Tosas Rit, as a beautiful Chiddush, is it Dafka Kikar Otinok? He assumes yes, because everything else might be buried with the mace. Kikar Otinok is not being buried with the mace. That's why Dafka to use Kikar Otinok, other Rishonim say not. Big discussion. What about the clothing on a mace? Is that good enough? Right, what about David HaMelech? David HaMelech needed a Kikar Otinok, what, he was naked? L'chari wasn't naked. Aye, but maybe his clothing is usher for everybody else to wear. Because he's a king, so maybe that's why. Even though he's wearing clothing, it's different than everybody else's clothing. It's a discussion in the postgame. Let's just finish a little more. Abaya manach kipa akipe. Abaya used to put a spoon onto a bundle of straw in order to make it mutter. Rava manach sakina abar yona. Rava used to put a knife onto a feather of a bird. Umit taltala, and move it. Amar Rav Yosef, kama harifa shmaitza dadardaki. Rav Yosef says, these young lads, Abaya and Rava, I think they're too smart for their own good. Amar damar rabbanan b'shocheach l'charchila mi'amur. Fine if you forgot something, but here you didn't forget. They do this l'charchila. Amar Abaya ilab da adam chashuv ana. Abaya says, I think it's mutter anyway. If I wouldn't be an adam chashuv and people would look at me, and what does the Gemara always say? If people see rabbis doing something, people say, okay, I'm going to do one step below that. So Abaya says, I got to go above. So Abaya says, if I wasn't an Adam Chashiv, kafa kipi lamali, I wouldn't even put the spoon on it. Hachazi lemizgalayu. I could sit on the straw. It's not muksa. I did it al tzachumra. And Amar Rava, the same thing. Ana ilav to Adam Chashiv ana, sakina bar yona lamali. Hachazi leumsa. It could be eaten raw. Periods. Either way, both Abaya and Rava say, there really was mutter. They weren't really doing this because they needed to do it. It was just that they didn't want people to do even less than that and take advantage based on what they saw. Right? A type of Maris Ayin type of issue. Either way, this is some issues, but again, we paskin, Kikar Otinok is dafka for a mace, and that's what we discussed earlier, that Shlomo HaMelech, remember this was Muksa Machmas Gufo, and this was a very, very early Muksa, even in the times of David and Shlomo. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, by the time the next, tomorrow's daf and Sunday's daf will be hopefully uploaded from the last cycle, and by Hashem we will continue on Monday. A good Shabbos and a Freilich and Purim Sameach to all.